Well, so happy to have with me here in the studio, Jessica Russell. We're celebrating Paws On Over for a little bit now. And welcome to the studio once again.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm really happy to have you because normally when you show up, you only ever come when you have brand new music.
It's true.
And I'm thinking maybe that is the case.
That might be the case.
Well, I know because you did the Frost Fair. So thank you for being a part of that at the LCLC.
Absolutely.
So this new single, anybody that caught you on the waterfront in Bridgewater last year, you talked about a song that was not overly G-rated, but you've adjusted it.
I did.
So, well, let's talk a little bit about what you've been up to, first of all, before we get to the new song.
Yeah, so I guess last time we chatted, I was on my way out west.
We actually talked on the phone while you were out west. Yeah,
midway. So I made it to BC. I did the rest of my bar tour.
Uh-huh.
I decided not to live in BC, so I moved to Calgary for 7 months.
Okay.
And immersed myself in the music scene a little bit, made some new connections out there, and I drove back across Canada in July last year and did another bar tour on my way home.
And then you performed in Bridgewater when you got back.
And I performed. So. That was my last date of the little tour.
Right after you broke yourself.
Right after I broke my hand. Yep. So I've been taking a little break, but getting back into it now. February was my kind of month to start my live shows again. So this has been great.
Okay. So live show, do you have more coming up as we get into March and into the spring?
I do. So March 22nd, I'm going to be in Wolfville at the Farmer's Market, my first one of the season. And then March 28th, I'm going to be at Spur Brothers Farms in the Valley.
Nice. Yeah. That's a great spot.
I'm excited. I've never been, but I've heard good things.
Okay. I love that at Christmas time, they always put out a station wagon with a tree on, like Christmas vacation. Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Amazing.
So you, in the meantime, while you've been living abroad and doing whatever, you've been writing songs.
I have. I've written a few now.
So does that mean we're getting a full album?
I hope so. So I keep saying every time I'm here, there's an album coming soon. And
we've been talking about that for about 10 years now. Yeah.
I'm working on it. I feel like I need another two songs or so that are really, really good, really ready, and then we'll be good to go.
Well, you know, there's this thing called an EP where you only have to have like four or five.
That is true. I feel like I have enough for that.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get started.
Just saying. So when you write songs, is it all life experience or, because I got to say, the best meme from the Super Bowl was Travis Kelce talking to the coach saying, "She's going to dump me and write a song about me. You got to do something."
Fair. I'm going to say most of them are experiences of my own, but I've been listening to some friends' stories over the past little while, and I'm thinking my new one might be based on them a little bit, but
okay.
I can't name names. They wouldn't be very impressed.
What about titles? Do you have ideas for titles of the actual CD?
Oh, I don't.
Do you have artwork pictured?
No.
Really?
I need to get started.
Because that would be where I would go. I'd spend more time focusing on that. I probably wouldn't have any songs worth listening to, but I'd have the title and the picture.
That's fair. I mean, I took a lot of pictures out west, so maybe me with a mountain in the background, I feel like that's kind of a good vibe.
It's been a while since they did the collage, like the travel collage, where you've got all the pictures from around.
That's right.
Just saying. So what else do we have? Tell me some stories. You've traveled across the country. You've lived out west in the Wild West. There's got to be a couple of stories or one in particular that sticks out.
Yeah, so my first actual weekend living in Calgary, I moved in I looked at a place to live on a Wednesday. I moved in on a Friday, and then I went to Ranchman's on Saturday, because what else are you going to do living in Calgary other than go to the best country bar that you can find?
Uh-huh.
And I saw them all line dancing. I made it a point that I was going to learn that while I was there. I did not do it. So
I was going to ask you to see a grapevine right now.
It's on the list of things. Yeah, so I spent a lot of time at Ranchman's. I played there a few times. I got to meet a lot of local country artists. It was honestly such a blast living out there. I did a tour around Alberta.
Nice.
So I drove up to Grand Prairie, Cold Lake, and then I played in Banff a few times. It was just really, really awesome.
You were there, what, 7 months?
7 months, yeah.
So did you cross over Calgary Stampede time?
I did.
Okay.
So I was there in July. I didn't know what Calgary Stampede was all about.
Yeah.
So I played a pancake breakfast when I was there, which is a big thing on their first Saturday. Every community center, every church, everywhere has pancakes for breakfast, and they have a country artist singing at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Nice.
So I did one of those. It was so much fun. I didn't book any other performances, but I did catch a few performances. Okay. So me and my mom, who flew out to meet me, went to Ranchman's, of course, and we caught a band from Halifax playing there, which
was
the coolest thing ever. They're called Farewell Town.
Okay,
they play a lot in Halifax, and I saw them at Ranchman's.
Nice.
So what a small world. Everybody's coming to Calgary for Stampede.
Well, and the Saddle Dome, of course, is the big spot.
Absolutely.
Did you get in there at all?
I did. So I didn't get in during Stampede, but when Luke Bryan came in April, I saw him. And then I saw Cody Johnson a few weeks later with Jade Eagleson.
Nice.
So it was fantastic.
Nice. That is, like, the town is kind of centered around that.
Absolutely.
So, Well, okay, so now you're back. Are you going to stick around or are you?
I'm going to stick around for a little while. So
okay.
I just took a job as the music teacher. At an elementary school close by. I'm not going to say which one.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you. So it's been a blast. I'm showing some of the kiddos how to play guitar. So I'm definitely here until the end of the year and then hopefully going to Calgary for Stampede Week again.
Excellent. Well, you know, if you need a bodyguard, I would love to see Stampede. I tried to get in as an announcer. Never worked. So, you know, whatever I can do.
Sometimes you need one. There's a big crowd there.
Well, you come with this new song. And with that, I guess we don't get a lot of touring locally, but maybe you'll add more as the spring goes on into summer before you leave?
Yeah, so I just started booking some summer ones. There's a few for right before I go and a couple when I get back. So I'll be at Oak Island. I'll be at White Point this year, which is a new addition to my schedule. So I'm very excited. And I'm going to be going back to Digby Pines again, which is the resort down there. So I'm excited about those, a few local shows.
Awesome. Well, that's great. And your schedule's all on your website, right?
It is, yep. JessicaRussellMusic.com/calendar. I made a new page.
Oh, look at that. And, of course, you're also on Facebook, all socials, everywhere.
Yes, all socials at Jessica Russell Music. We finally have the brand all the same, so I don't have to tell you five times.
Yeah, it's just one last thing. Plan to be around for the exhibition?
Absolutely. I just emailed them, and I have a band lined up to play with me if they have any openings, so fingers crossed.
Awesome. Well, we'll look forward to that, because, I mean, if we go back in the history, Social Idol.
Absolutely.
And that was a couple of years.
I don't even know the year, 2019?
I don't remember. All I remember, it was great.
It was great. It was a blast.
Yeah.
Got to open for Aaron Goodwin. I love him. I caught a few shows of his out west, too.
Did you?
Yeah. Every time, just as great.
Well, is there anything else before we get to this great new tune?
I don't think so. I think we got everything.
All right. Well, then let's do the introduction and hear this great track.
Absolutely. So this is my new song, She Can Keep It.
But before we go, where can we get it?
Oh, you can get it on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube Music, Amazon Music, JessicaRussellMusic.com.
And then the album, if we ever see that.
And the album. Coming soon, guys. Coming soon.
Before I retire, please.
Please, yes. I'm working on it.
All right. So now the song.
All right. So this is a song dedicated to all your ex-boyfriends who think that you might want them back, but we really don't. It's called She Can Keep It.
And here she is, Jessica Russell, on The Kitchen Party at Country 100.7.